Our next item was conditional use number 1887, Mayola A. Clark.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion on this one.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1887 for Mayola A. Clark for monument sales and displays based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has stated that the use has been in existence for more than 20 years. Signs have changed, but the basic use has remained the same over this time period. Two, the use is performed by the applicant in her home and is very nearly a home occupation. Three, the conditional use will not adversely affect any neighboring properties or roadways. And four, this recommendation is
subject to the
subject
following.
To the following conditions.
Which are etched in stone.
And A, the use shall be limited to the applicant's business of monument sales and displays. B, the final site plan shall show the area designated for monument displays. There shall be no more than four monuments on display at any given time. No monuments are to be displayed in the front yard setback. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side shall be permitted. D, the occupant shall comply with all Del Dot requirements. E, the hours of operation shall be between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. or by appointment. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1887, Mayola A. Clark, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?